Let's beach off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You were in my son.
Power stays in the shadows.
Unlikely.
It was scary, yeah.
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taking.
Good afternoon to you, Garrett. Where are we starting?
Well, we've got big news this week because I suppose the movie world is kind of rocked by stories of Lord of the Rings, Star Wars and Marvel.
Quiet week then.
Quiet week. Let's start Middle Earth because...
Okay.
So Warner Brothers are going to release a new live-action Lord of the Rings film, which is going to focus on Gollum, and Andy Serkis is going to play him again. And not only that, he's going to direct the movie as well. So I suppose one of the things people are wondering about, will Peter Jackson have an involvement? And indeed he will, because he's going to produce the project alongside his partners Fran Walsh and Philippa Boyens, who will both work on the script as well for the film. So it's got a working title at the moment called Lord of the Rings, The Hunt for Gollum, and it's in sort of early stages of script development right now.
Well, Gollum, I mean, great character, Andy Serkis, superb, so I think that revisiting is a welcome one. Now, meanwhile, what's this about Sigourney Weaver and Star Wars?
Well, I think this would be a great addition to the Star Wars universe. Yes, she's a 3-time Oscar nominee, and we know the amazing work she's done down through the years. So looks like she's in talks to have a key role, really, in the next film from Star Wars called The Mandalorian and Grogu. So this project is going to be directed by the series creator, Jon Favreau, which a lot of people are happy about, and producing alongside Kathleen Kennedy and Dave Filoni, both heavily involved with the series on TV. So production is slated to start later this year in advance of an expected release on May 22nd, 2026. It's not the only Star Wars projects that are taking place, because there's going to be a Rey film starring Daisy Ridley, and then James Mangold may be directing a film as well about the Dawn of the Jedi. But certainly the one that's on the horizon is, The Mandalorian and Grogu, and I think Sigourney Weaver would be an excellent addition.
Love Sigourney, definitely. Okay, that's Lord of the Rings and Star Wars. You also mentioned Marvel.
Yeah, so we're nearly there with the big ones. This is John Malkovich, who's joining the Marvel Cinematic Universe because he's in talks to take a role in the Fantastic Four.
Ah.
So we don't really have any details of his part. I mean, they did announce as well that Paul Walter Hauser has joined the cast as well in an undisclosed role. But they've already got Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Joseph Quinn, Julia Garner all signed up for this movie. So the addition of John Malkovich here is a great one. I saw him recently he popped up in Ripley, and I was thinking, John Malkovich.
He was great in it.
He was great in it. So this is going to be directed by WandaVision director Matt Shankman, who's helming the film, and they've got a 2025 July 25th release date set for it. So they need to get moving on it. So they're working hard on it. And Marvel, of course, do have Deadpool and Wolverine, which is coming out this year on July 26th.
Very good. Now, some more interesting casting. We've Tom Hiddleston and we've Willem Dafoe. Tell us about this film.
So this is a film that's going to be called Tenzing, and it's about Tenzing Norgay, who was one of the climbers to reach the summit of Everest in 1953. And alongside him was Sir Edmund Hillary, and that is who Tom Hiddleston is going to be playing in the film. They're doing a search for a newcomer to take on the role of Tenzing, but Willem Dafoe is going to play an English expedition leader, Colonel John Hunt, in the movie as well. So they became the first men to basically stand on top of the world. It's coming from a filmmaker, Jennifer Peedham, who has the exclusive rights to tell this story via the family and has a close relationship with the Sherpa community. So Oscar nominee Luke Davies has penned the script. I like the sounds of that.
It's an interesting lineup, isn't it? Now, next, a Rocky movie, but not as we know it.
Indeed. It's called I Play Rocky. And this is a film that's inspired by the making of Sylvester Stallone's 1976 boxing film Rocky. Peter Farrelly, people will know who directed Green Book, is set to direct this. And the film follows a struggling actor with a sort of speech impediment who writes a script, with a big movie studio wants to buy, but he refuses to sell it unless he gets to play the lead. He turns down an offer of life-changing money, instead works for pennies to get the movie made with himself starring in the role. And the new film never mentions Stallone directly. That's what they're saying anyway.
Okay.
So, of course, the real Rocky film was a huge success when it came out. 10 Oscar nominations, winning Best Picture. So casting is currently underway for the film, which is going to be presented at the upcoming Cannes Film Festival. Market, as I said, it's called I Play Rocky.
Very good. Now, here's an interesting duo. Ben Stiller and our own Colin Farrell.
And a very interesting director as well, Andrew Haig, who would have done All of Us Strangers recently.
Great
so
director.
This is a true, great director. This is a true crime story called Belly of the Beast. He's going to direct a film that deals with the unlikely friendship between notorious literary titan Norman Mailer and his protege Jack Henry in 1980s New York. It is based on a nonfiction book. So under Mailer's mentorship, Abbott is paroled after nearly a decade in prison and gains instant popularity among the literary elite. However, he struggles with life on the outside while Mailer turns his back on the man after becoming jealous of Jack's rising fame, and the rebuff leads to Jack spiraling and committing an act of violence in a New York City diner just weeks after his release.
That's a great lineup.
Great
there.
Combination all round. Yeah.
I like the sound of that. Okay, you have a quick Broadway story for us.
Well, I know you're someone who likes to take in a show or two in Broadway whenever you find yourself in New York.
Yes.
And if you didn't get to go to London to see Sarah Snook play her final performance, which is tonight, actually, in the London's Theatre Royal Haymarket, in The Picture of Dorian Gray, the good news is that it looks like it is heading to Broadway for spring 2025.
Do you know what? I'm not a bit surprised because, I mean, she just got rave reviews, didn't she, playing all the roles?
Rave reviews, and it did so well. I mean, I was just looking at the figures. It got 83,000 people went to see it over its 13 and a half week season to an 821 capacity house. And I read as well, which was kind of interesting, they always held back 4 seats per show for very special guests. And I think, you know, apart from the critics, you had all the celebrities as well going to see it. Yeah, wanting to go and to see it. So nothing kind of announced fully yet, except that we do know that it is heading to Broadway. So watch this space. It's a popular one, and she's a very, very popular actress.
Good news for Sarah Snook, and well deserved. Okay, what trailer watch this week?
Okay, so a father and his teen daughter attend a pop concert only to realise they've entered the centre of a dark and sinister event.
Cooper.
Jamie.
What's with all the police trucks outside?
The cameras everywhere, Jamie.
I'm not supposed to tell.
Something happened?
Don't rat me out. I won't. You know the butcher? Well, the feds or whatever heard that he's gonna be here today, so they set up a trap for him. This whole concert? It's a trap. They're watching all the exits, checking everyone that leaves. There's no way to get out of here.
Yeah, no way to get out of here, Garrett. That sounds like a tense watch.
And of course, the filmmaker behind this is just someone who's brilliant at coming up with an idea and then just turning it into a movie. That's M. Night Shyamalan. Mm. And he directs here Josh Hartnett and Alison Pill starring in this. It's called The Trap. So do check out the trailer for it. And it's coming out in August.
Very good. New releases on the big screen this week?
So, yeah, if you like your franchises and you like this series of franchises, you might be happy to hear that Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is back on the big screen. This one, though, is set many years after the reign of Caesar. A young ape goes on a journey that will lead him to question everything he's been taught about the past and make choices that will define a future for apes and humans alike. I mean, special effects in this, just incredible.
Get better and better every time.
And how they can draw you into the story. Wes Ball is directing this one. So that's the big release this week. And they are talking about more in this series. So if you do like it, you'll be very, very happy to hear that. We've a couple of documentaries to mention as well. One that looks really interesting is Made in England, the films of Powell and Pressburger. Now, this is, you know, features loads of archive material, features a lot about their films. And what's curious here is that it's presented by Martin Scorsese, who also shares a lot from his own personal archive as well.
It sounds fascinating. I can't wait to see it. It's getting rave reviews. Yeah, that's definitely the big one to see this week, I think.
Yeah, and you do have a documentary from 1977 called Big Banana Feet, and this is on Billy Connolly on his tour in Northern Ireland. What's fascinating about this is they thought this film was lost until an archivist, Douglas Weir, spotted a 16mm print on eBay, managed to purchase it, get it restored, and now there we go. We have it back on the big screen for people to see again. Yeah, and then one more documentary to mention as well, Much Ado About Dying. This looks fascinating. I've seen the trailer for it. It's a portrait by filmmaker Simon Chambers about his eccentric uncle that demonstrates that death comes as a necessary end to life. Caregiving is a heavy responsibility, but it's also wonderful to recite Shakespeare. Check out the trailer for it, and it is on screen. A lot of interest in that one, and critics really like it.
Yeah, absolutely. I have a little clip of it here. Let's take a listen.
Farewell. You, the audience, go that way, back into your lives. We, the shadows, go back into our world. Our actors, as I foretold you, were all spirits and are melted into thin air.
Yeah, a little flip there from Much Ado About Dying in cinemas this weekend, and we could hear a little bit of the score there by Irene Buckley too. So that is that's it in terms of cinema releases this weekend. What about a TV movie for us, Garrett?
Well, it's on tonight, so if you're not interested in watching the Eurovision, then you may find another TV in the house and go over to T.G. Cahir, because this is a movie about an Irish actor who sneaks his wife and two daughters over the border from Canada into the U.S. with the intention of putting their sort of tragic past behind them. However, the gritty realities of life in New York prove harder to cope with than expected. This is a drama loosely based on the experience of director Jim Sheridan. Really good cast here as well. Samantha Morton, Patty Considine, and real-life sisters Sarah and Emma Bulger. So the movie is In America, and you can watch it tonight on T.G. Cahir at 9:50.
Very good. Gareth, thanks a million.
Thanks, Aideen.